Blog Talk Radio.
From the 70s. Stop it.
But it's hot, man.
I always hated that dance. I hated it. Oh, my God. There are some things I just hate. That was one of them. I used to hate seeing people do that. I don't even like when I saw Michael Jackson do it. Well, I actually only saw it for the first time a couple of months ago. Baby Natrix was looking around on YouTube and said, Mommy, is that, that's Michael Jackson. Look, he's doing the robot. Did he invent that? I says, I guess so. Turn it off.
Wow.
I can't stand
it.
Stop.
Michael Jackson.
I do not care. He no longer curried favor with me when he came to Houston when I was a wee tiny, tiny girl and wanted $200. And that wasn't even front row.
Holy crap.
Yeah, $200 for tickets. Yeah.
People, no. Okay, just no.
That's why I went to see Prince several times because his ticket's only $60.
No.
And I got to stand close by him several times. I think he needs to be afraid if I see him again. He might get smooched. You know, I was a little too scared to do anything. But yeah, I think I'd grab me a smooch before they pull me off of him.
I think that now that you're an adult, you'd molest them.
Well, no, I've seen him since I've been an adult, but I was so starstruck. I told you this story. It's the only time I've ever swooned in my life. I've heard people say swoon. I actually did swoon. We were like 4 feet away from each other, and he looked at me and smiled, and I went, "Oh God." I was like, what is wrong with that? I think I just swooned. What just happened? She's like, okay, I'm going to need you to straighten it out there, Corey. I was like, oh my God, your friend smiled at me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so next time I will be prepared and I get that close to him again, I'm going to be like, you know what? Sorry, it's going down.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Then I'm going to get arrested. What happened?
I just now started our Twitch because
you know what? And I didn't even notice. Normally I have that open. I was like, I'm going to open up everything. I'm going to be ready. No?
Not ready. And I know, right? It's I'm a little slow this morning.
It's still Monday
in
my
head. It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it is Tuesday, but it's Monday in my head. There's a Burger King. Oh, my God. I'm going right after the show and get one of these turkey burgers.
No, that would mean I'd have to, like, get dressed up and go into town.
That's wrong.
Like,
look at it. Oh, they got a veggie one, too. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Burger King. I have not liked you since I was a little girl, and I think I like you again. It's so kind of them to have a nice, healthy alternative. You ever had one of those veggie burgers?
Mm-mm. No.
Dude, it's a good thing they're low calorie. I bought some from Sam's 1 week, and I swear to you, I ate, like, 20 in one day.
Wow.
They're good, but you know, they're not really all that filling because they're just vegetables. So I kept eating them. I went way over my vegetable quota. And, you know, the box from Sam's comes at like 100. So, yeah, you do the math. I ate and ate and ate and ate. So I wonder if I recall, I think I had a baby Natrix in my tummy when that happened. So that might have also been an alternate reason why.
That very well may have been, yeah.
It may have been. Oh, man. It's some juicy, good stuff going on. I know y'all are tired of listening to me ramble. Ginger's tired, so I'm taking up the peppy slack.
You know, and I went to bed early, and I had a nap yesterday, and all that, and I just still am just tired.
I was up rather late fighting with alpha layers, and later on tonight, I will actually, during Pixinista, I will show you what I was doing and all that good stuff. Ginger will be filming, of course.
Yay!
It's not complete, and I think I'm going to leave it alone for now, but I'll leave it as is so that I can show you what I was fighting with and was getting very frustrated with. It's actually not that difficult to make the alpha there. Man, Ginger, we're going to be badass when we're done, I'm telling you.
I know. Totally. We are.
Halfway through the mesh, I got the alpha layer thing down, and now that I know how it works, oh, honey. the culture is just around the corner. I love it.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and just dive in. We're going to go ahead and get this out there and in the open.
Yeah, I got to check and see if this next story is safe for – no, we can't do this. Yeah, it's not safe for work. Okay.
All right. So I'm pulling this from one of my favorite websites, Fashionably Geek. I just mainly – can I pull up the picture so I make it bigger? Yeah, there we go. Oh, that's still not very big. Anyways, these girls, hotness, right? All right. So these girls were at PAX East. I guess last weekend is when PAX East was, right? Anyways, and they did cosplay as Lara Croft, as you can see, a bunch of different Lara Croft chicks, all very pretty. And as you see, they're all covered. I mean, all right, so you see boobs. I mean, well, you see tight shirts, but you don't see, like, boobs on display.
Okay, I
feel
so proud.
They all did it very well.
I'm feeling so proud looking at that picture. I cannot tell you. Yeah. I'm a little choked up.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Well, then one of the camera crews decided to get a little bit risky with them when he asked one of the cosplayers, Megan Marie, and she's a community and communications manager over at Crystal Dynamics.
Ooh, bad call, dude. Bad call.
She's one of the developers of Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. When he asked her, how does it feel to be at a convention where none of the men could tease you? She said she only caught part of what he said, but she decided to track him down a little bit. She said, I moved in closer and inquired, I'm sorry, what did you say? Excuse me? She said it was a smile. He said he laughed and didn't respond and moved away a little bit. She said she repeated the question to the group of women. Turns out he'd probed what it felt like knowing that none of the men in this room could please them in bed.
So thereby implying that she's a lesbian.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. So she got a little upset and said she tried to calm herself down and said she intended to leave the conversation at that. She told him, you know, it was unprofessional to assume that these young women were comfortable discussing their sexual matters or discussing sexual matters on camera. She said she's going to leave it at that. She's going to walk away when he told her that she was one of those oversensitive feminists and that the girls were dressing sexy, so they were asking for it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is this 2013 or is it like 1813? What?
Yes. She said she was livid. She went and talked to the PAX East people. And the guy is now banned from all PAXes.
Now, see, his picture needs to be up on Twitter.
Yes.
This is the guy's picture you take. This is the one you ruin. You destroy him.
Yes. Yes. This is the guy you go after. Because this guy knew what he was saying. He said it directly to the women.
Yes.
He knew.
He even had a chance to walk away.
And then he called her an oversensitive feminist for this. This is complete crap. This guy, if there were a picture up on you on Twitter, I'd be looking for you at every place I went, at all these events. Because if you showed up, oh, my Lord, it would be on.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's on. You would be, oh. This is not cold. God, I'm going to lose my voice. I'm so congested. Yeah. The weather, it was hot like last 2 days. And then last night it starts raining and this morning it's so cold.
It's headed down this way. Okay.
But ladies, y'all are beautiful. Let me just compliment you on your attire and your suits. I mean, y'all did it well. You didn't do the trampy, slutty things that most guys think that us women are going to do when we do this.
They did Lara through the ages is what they did.
Yeah,
I love the tribute. I feel so proud. I got the all warm tinglies. That's a nice picture and everything.
It's gorgeous. Y'all are all beautiful. So beautiful.
Just so we're clear here, for those of you who don't understand feminists and you think it's something dirty, you think it's women who hate men, it's not that feminists hate men. Most of us, we adore you, and some of us are just as dirty and perverted as you are. What we want is equal treatment. And equal treatment, you wouldn't go up to your guy friend and make a sexual joke of that nature with him. Y'all may joke back and forth sexually the same way we do here on the show. We tease you all, and
yeah,
we'll allow some of you that have been around us a little bit longer to tease us as well. It's okay. You have to. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line, and if you can't walk it, best to be quiet. But but it doesn't mean I hate men. It doesn't mean I'm gay, or and it could mean that you're gay. Some lesbians are feminists and are gay. Nothing wrong with that either. the thing is, treat me equally. If you wouldn't say what you say to me, like what this guy said, if you wouldn't say it to another guy, don't say it to a girl. If you wouldn't say it to your mother, let's put it that way. You wouldn't say it to your mother, your sister, your daughter, then don't say it to a stranger. It's just not appropriate.
Trust me. And had this been one of my brothers that I'd overheard said this to a girl, they would have been smacked so fast. Oh. No. They'd have been hit.
Girl, I met one of my little cousins, his girlfriend, for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And he didn't come to the house. He didn't come in the door. She was waiting for him in the house. He didn't come to the door to get her. He called her and told her to come outside. I came outside, and I said, "Excuse me, since when were you raised to call a woman and tell her to come outside?" He says, "Well, we wanted to be alone." Well, then you come to the door, and you knock, and you hug her. You say hello to everyone inside, and then you go sit in your car. And if I hear about this again, are you listening to me, girlfriend? If he does this again, I'm breaking your legs.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, "Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am." I was like, "Stop calling me ma'am." So, no, there's a way to be respectful. Guys, I know you don't understand this whole new woman thing. Just be respectful. Respectful is sometimes maybe.
You would have been asking, you know, why did you dress up like Lara Croft? Did she inspire you? Was there something that inspired you? What inspired this particular version of Lara Croft? That would have been a good question. Not how does it feel to know that none of these men here could please you?
No,
really, no, you're just upset that none of these women there would have a thing to do with your little big weeding.
That's what I would have said. No, correction. You can't please me. How do you feel about the fact that you can't please me? That's what we're talking
kidding,
about.
Right?
Wow, I can't believe the deaths. The deaths.
That's a teeny tiny little thing. No, I hear there are drugs for that.
Oh, jeez. Guys, there, if we find out who you are, it's going to be a sad day. What's his name?
I don't know what his name was. She didn't name him. See, she was classy there.
Yeah.
Chick, you know who I'm looking at. You know you. You right there that did that thing that we don't appreciate, we didn't like.
It wasn't, you
she
know.
She didn't name him, but
it wasn't what she did. It was the reason why, Adria, that we're angry. It's the reason why. He didn't do it to you specifically. This guy, dead on. If you had been there and you'd posted his picture to Twitter, we'd be backing you. We'd be right behind you going off with his head. Okay, anyway.
Hell yeah. But there's a big difference between what this guy did and what those two guys were doing amongst themselves talking.
Yeah, I know
and
when it's
happened to have overheard.
It's an A and B conversation. See your way out.
Yeah.
All right, so Borderlands 2, you people. I love you some Borderlands 2. Not a fan, personally. Not a bad game, but it's like playing Fallen Earth without all the Fallen Earth fun. Sorry, Borderlands 2 does a beautiful game. I just need some... Okay, 2K.
Give me some meat.
2K and Gearbox Software. Somebody somewhere just had a dirty joke. I heard that, you. Stop it. They've announced Borderlands 2 Ultimate Vault Hunter Upgrade Pack is available via a digital download across all platforms. The new downloadable pack will increase players' level cap from 50 to 61, as well as unlock a third play through the game via the Ultimate Vault Hunter mode and a new pearlescent colored weapon tier, the rarest on Pandora. With over 55 editorial awards, nearly 6 million units sold to date, 2K and Gearbox are celebrating the critical and commercial success of Borderlands 2. And they are thanking their most passionate fans by including the Ultimate Vault Hunters pack as part of a Borderlands 2 season pass. So if you have one, you get it part of that pass. The pack can be purchased individually for a mere $4.99, which equates to 400 Microsoft points. So they're saying there's never been, of course, a better time for you to buy your Borderlands 2 season pass, which now contains nearly $45 of content for $29.99. That's 2,400 Microsoft points. A savings of $15. That's 1,200 Microsoft points. The pass now includes the increased level cap, Ultimate Vault Hunter mode, access to a rare pearlescent color weapon, which I've already told you about. Also, three previously released add-on content campaigns. That's Captain Scarlet and her pirate's booty, Mr. Tongue's campaign of carnage, and Sir Hamlock's big game hunt, as well as a fourth add-on campaign that is scheduled to be available by June. So if you pay your $4.99 a month, you get all this stuff, which is not bad, I think. If I was a Borderlands fan, I'd be all over this. Borderlands 2 continues to captivate audiences well beyond the game's end, with some of our fans spending hundreds of hours, one of them we know, a certain blonde-haired giant that is here, who is on vacation. did somebody ask me, where's Blaster? He's on vacay, darling. He needed a vacay. Christopher Hartman, who's president of 2K, says we're raising the level cap at no cost to our dedicated fans as a way of thanking them for helping to make Borderlands 2 one of 2012's biggest hits. It is rated M for mature and is available right now on your Xbox 360, your PlayStation, and your PC. For the latest Borderlands 2 information, you can visit the Borderlands 2 website, which I wanted to show you because it is so cool, the software and stuff, but it's behind an age gate, and it's behind there deservedly so. Yeah. But it is rather cool, the menu and everything.
Yes.
I can't show it.
Can't show it to us?
By the way, Digital Ginger, it turns out Ural is not your father, but your big brother, and he wants a girlfriend. Anybody will play Village Life with me so that he can...
Wait. So he's not my father, he's my brother?
Ural is your brother, he's your big brother. You are currently 18, I believe, now, as of last night. You're 18 years old, and he is 26, and he is looking for love, and he can't find anybody, because the people who are playing the game with me don't have any women available, apparently, for him.
I'm going to have to go there and make myself a tune, I guess.
That's going to be weird. I got a little ginger, and I got a big ginger.
Ginger.
Who is dating her brother. And Blaster and
Ew.
I are five.
Blaster
and I are five, and it is so funny because Blaster's little character, actually the baby grew up to be a little blonde-haired boy, and the girl is a little dark-haired girl. Isn't that cute? We're twins, by the way.
That is kind of cute. All right. So, EA comes out on top again. EA crushes the competition in the worst company in America, round two. Yeah, and what can only be called a savage beating. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. EA beats the holy hell out of Facebook in the latest round of the consumerist worst company in America. EA is like the 1980s Mike Tyson so far.
Ooh.
In the first round, a beatdown and crushed Anheuser-Busch with 92% of the votes. Against Facebook, it was a similar beating with 79%. Sure, it was a dubious distinction for EA, but it's likely that the SimCity launch trumps everything questionable thing done on Facebook or at the breweries of Anheuser-Busch. It's likely that SimCity players who feel like EA burned them badly are being very, 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 very vocal in this contest. The next major battle for EA will be against AT&T, who managed to beat Verizon, Apple, and Microsoft to make it to the third round. Other winners going to the fourth round are Walmart and Bank of America. Meanwhile, Carnival and Spirit Airlines are still slugging it out of our third-place spots, as are Time Warner Cable and FedEx. Finally, Comcast and DirecTV are also vying for that third spot to go up against the winner of the TWC-FedEx fight. Oh, my God. You know what? I don't know who's worse, EA or Time Warner. Then Bank of America's right there, too, isn't it?
I will tell you.
I'm not a fan of Apple or Microsoft, though.
Here's the funny part. Microsoft, you don't have many people that call them because they're not sure what, you know, who the hell to call. They're really not.
Yeah.
So they don't get a lot of calls. But Comcast, I spent an hour on the phone with them trying to tell me that they gave me credits, but they didn't. And then finally, after an hour of explaining to them how their crediting system was effed up, then they decided, oh, well, we'll see what we can do to help you.
So Comcast, where's our trap, yo?
Tell you what, AT&T, you versus looking pretty good right about these days. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
All right. I wanted to tell you about, I apparently can. One moment there. It took a while for it to load. See, Comcast, they got mad.
What you got?
Wait a second. I got to get it ready first because it was taking forever to load. So I had to get it ready. It got to be ready to go. Why is it not acting right? I hate when I'm trying to pull up trailers and they don't want to act right. Okay, you know what? How about that? Haha, you cannot hold me. There is no jail that can hold me. Pop that up there.
There's no jail that can hold you?
Shh. Okay. I didn't want that getting out. I didn't mean to say that.
This may be inappropriate for some users.
It's all right. And I will provide the sound for that lovely trailer that Ginger's about to show you because it is time for Zombie Watch.
Oh my God, he's eating somebody.
All right. game of the year, The Walking Dead. Fantastic. I'm so proud of you, Telltale Games. And they're coming soon. Apparently, it hasn't made it over to Europe. It's going over to retail in Europe, Australia, and NZ, which I'm not sure what that is. They are saying The Walking Dead will be available for purchase in all those territories. New Zealand, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, New Zealanders. I'm so sorry. Haven't dated anybody from there yet. But anyway, 360 are going to be out for the Xbox 360, the PlayStation, and the PC. The Walking Dead was originally an English-only digital download when it aired or debuted in April. I said aired like it's the show, but it is like the show. Debuted in April of 2012. This new retail release is set to launch on May 10th, and it includes subtitled versions now. And get this, French, Italian, German, Spanish.
This is not the trailer for that, but okay, anyways.
What is that?
This is Poker Night for Telltale Games.
Okay, I think that's just their whole channel. Did Walking Dead not come up? Yeah, click that one on the top left, and you know all those around the left should get you there. Of course, The Walking Dead has earned Game of the Year honors from over 80 media outlets. We don't generally do the Game of the Year, but
hey,
it would be nice, right? Gosh, some places like USA Today, even Wired, who don't really do a lot of Wired does a lot of technical stuff. Games Radar, one of our friends, Polygon, Best Story, it's won Best Mobile Game as well. The Walking Dead, of course, is set in the world of Robert Kirkman's award-winning comic book series. Players experience life-changing events, meeting new characters and some familiar to the fans of the comic book series in events that foreshadow the story of Deputy Sheriff Rick Grimes, who is flippin' hot. Love a bow-legged man. Oh. Okay, anyway, The Walking Dead offers an emotionally charged, tailored game experience. A player's actions and choices affect how their story plays out across the entire series. So everyone's game is different. To me, that is worth even more than the $29.99. Pay $60 for that. Pay $60 for that. It is currently available for your PC, Mac, your PlayStation 3, and your Xbox. It is rated 18 because it has some extreme violence towards defenseless people and strong language by PEGI, of course, MA-15 plus, restricted for strong themes and horror violence by the Australian Classification Board, R-16 for violence, offensive language, and horror by the New Zealand Office of Film and Literature Classification. You can also pick up a iOS-compatible version on the App Store. Come on, when do we get Droid? Come on. For more information on the game, you can visit their site, their official website, which is The Walking Dead. Oh, no, just go to TelltaleGames.com, actually, or you can go onto their Facebook. I tell you to go check out ours, but we liked this a long time ago. You can also follow them on Twitter, at Telltale Games. And if you want to follow the series, which I am planning at some point during the summer to read all of the graphic novels because I got to know what's going to happen. I can't wait for the TV. www.skybound.com to go over and check out the graphic novels. And I don't do many graphic novels. I think the only one I've actually read is the Daredevil one, and the movie pales in comparison. So I'm hearing the TV version of The Walking Dead is supposed to be just as good, although some of the stories are you know, veered off from the original, supposed to be just as good as the TV show. So I got to have it. And Ginger won't watch it with me, so I...
No.
Oh, my God. For those of you who are fans, by the way, my geek figurine collectors, they just released the figurines for Michonne with her two walker pets.
Hotness right there.
Hot. I don't know how much it costs. I think I must have it. They said there's only 250, so if you're going to get one, you better get it. Get it now.
Of course, I'll ask, who's left? I got to sit on.
Oh, I'm going to punch somebody. This is a punch you. This is Michonne. She's not a sit in the lap.
Nice. All right, so, oh, wait. I don't think I'm sharing my screen. Let me see. Nope, wasn't sharing my screen. There we go. Yay. Stealth Bastard heads to PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita with updated HD graphics. Curve launches competition to find a name for the new versions. Curve Studios' fast-paced stealth platformer Stealth Bastard will be following their recent publishing projects, Thomas Was Alone and Lone Survivor, to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita this summer. The PlayStation version will be updated HD graphics designed to get the most out of Sony's powerful hardware. The studio is also running a naming competition in which participants can submit suggestions for a new, less profane moniker for the game. The entrant who makes the winning suggestion will receive a PlayStation Vita console and a copy of the game once it is released, and will also be credited in the final versions. Managing Director Jason Perkins says, our talented and experienced team is working its magic on this conversion, and I think Stealth Bastard is a perfect fit for the PS3 and Vita. We're looking forward to showing off the game's fantastic new graphics. Jonathan Biddle, Stealth Bastard's creator, says, I'm waiting with bated breath to see what sort of suggestions we get in the naming competition. Letting the community name your game could be seen as a courageous move, but I'm confident our fans can think up something great. All right, so this is going to be running until April 14th, so if you want to get in on it, you've only got 12 days left. I've got the website up right now. If you can see it on the screen, curve-studios.com. Check it out. And, oh, my God, that little dude is so cute. I want a little plushie of him. He's so adorable.
He looks kind of scary. I'd wake up and scream.
Oh, he's cute. He's adorable.
His eyes, do they glow in the dark like that?
I don't know, but I would snuggle with him, and it'd be great. It'd be awesome. Oh, he's so good, but he's so cute.
Okay, you're scaring me.
What happened was...
Oh, I haven't heard him do that one in a while. What is he?
I don't know. He's the stealth bastard, though, so...
You know who he looks like? He looks like a miniature version of the Big Daddies from Bioshock.
Ooh, I guess he could be.
That's what he looks like to me. That's what makes him scary. Because I keep thinking his little girl going to pop out from behind him.
No, scary little girl.
Kill him, Daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah, that's not a little bit scary.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right. Google, I'm going to need y'all not to be putting moving images. You're disturbing my vision. Don't do that. Okay. So, stop it. Remember that little game that's been having all the issues about the zombies, the War Z?
Yeah, I think so.
According to Games Industry International, OP Productions has issued a ceasefire for the War Z after hackers compromised the game's player database and official forums. In a post where the game's official forum should be, the publisher issued a security alert informing players that their personal info had been taken and advising them to take precautionary measures. The personal information accessed included emails, addresses, and encrypted passwords for both the forum and game, in-game character names, and IP addresses. OP Productions uses a third-party system to handle payments, so no credit card or billing information was taken. Pretty smart of you guys. The company is asking all players to change their passwords for the War Z, as well as any other services which use the same password. As for what OP Productions is doing, the company said it has enlisted outside help to investigate the data breach and has been improving its security mechanisms. This has been a very humbling experience for us, the company said in its message to players. While we all know that there's no guarantee of security on the internet,
they just can't win. They've had the worst year.
Yeah. They said our goal is to try our very best to protect your data. We sincerely apologize. The War Z has enjoyed a high profile since its release last year, although not for the ideal reasons. It debuted on Steam in December and was pulled from sale within days after users complained about false advertising of features that weren't actually in the game. The publisher changing its message and Valve returned the game to its the publisher changed its message and Valve returned the game to service in February. The War Z also drew criticism for similarities to the DayZ mod for Arma 3. The creator of that mod, Dean Hall, said he was personally hurt, not just by the cloning, but because he's been confronted by friends and relatives who thought he was responsible for the War Z and what they saw was unethical marketing.
You
know, guys, I don't even know if I should cheer for you or not. I honestly don't. I'm just like...
I'm going to say at this point, no.
I'm just like...
Y'all have done so many things that have just not been cool this year. Probably, I think, in the last year, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. But
No. Make your own game. Be creative. Stop stealing other people's crap. And stop promise. Oh, I'm going to kill Kat. sorry. Yeah, I don't exactly remember where I was going with that, but yeah, there's going to be a skinned cat later. So, anyways...
Does
anybody want a cat? Anybody want a cat? Because I will totally pack her up and send her to you for free right about now.
She run up and tap you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we talked about this the other day. I'm going to talk about it again because it's finally up now. YouTube reveals streaming API for game developers. During the game developers, huh?
We did talk about it, but they finally released it?
I think so. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. I'm trying to find out. YouTube announced a new API for game developers that allows them to allow users to directly stream video from their games without using an external streaming service such as Twitch.tv or Ustream. YouTube streaming is already in some games like Call of Duty Black Ops 2, but the goal of the new API is to bring in game streaming solutions tied to YouTube to far more developers. So they're actually going to have to add to the game? Huh. YouTube's API creates a stream based on live gameplay, transcodes it in real time, and handles sending the correct resolution to viewers. The streams will also be available on Android and iOS. That's hot, because Twitch does not offer that. Well, Twitch has it on some Android devices, but not all.
Has what again?
The streams.
Yeah, because I was looking for one.
Yeah, like on the new...
You can watch it, but you can't actually stream it.
Droid Pad that we have.
Yeah.
It's got the Twitch.tv channel, but there are only select channels that you can see on it. Like, I can't find ours or my own special one. So some of these, some see this as a defense against other more popular streaming services that gamers are using now, something Google and YouTube have not paid a lot of attention to as of late. With companies like Sony partnering with Ustream for the PS4 and Electronic Arts, Activision Blizzard, and Sony Online Entertainment partnering with Twitch, it makes sense that YouTube wants to invest more time and money making streaming work for those who make the games and those who want to share their play experiences with the rest of the world. All I gotta say, YouTube, is weren't you on the side of the people who are like, no, you can't do the machinima because it's got the game, the music from the game, and blah, 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 blah. And now you want to offer us our own streaming? So what? We can only stream if we use your services, but if we try to use anything else, it's illegal? Anybody else noticing this? Because I remember this fight last year, this started last year, where they were talking about banning machinima because... of yep. the in-game music, because it doesn't actually belong to you, and you'd have to write Blizzard or whoever and see if you can use the music.
Well, all you'd have to do then is switch over to current TV, or you can do your own machinima, just put it on your own site. Who's going to say anything to you?
Yeah. Well, but then you've got a harder time getting people in, if you use YouTube or Twitch, whatnot, it's a lot easier to build a base.
It is, but if they're absolutely keeping you from doing it and you want to, there's always a way around it.
That's true. That is true. That is very, very, very true.
It is always a way around it. All right. Apparently, some of you want to sell your MP3s, your old ones, and you think you have a right to do so. Wrong. Last January, Capitol.
Wrong? What do you mean wrong?
That last January.
Wrong.
Oh, oh God, I'm not even sleepy. Stop that. I think I'm hungry. I know what I'm eating for lunch after the show. You know what? I'm not even... You know what? I got a turkey burger in there. Why am I going to Burger King? Whatever Burger King. I'm not coming to you. I forgot. I got a turkey burger in my own freezer, and I can go right in there and make it. I don't even have to put on any shoes for that. Okay.
I don't need you. Na-na-na-na.
All right. Last January, Capitol Records sued MP3 reseller startup Redigi, which calls itself the world's first pre-owned digital marketplace. Capitol Records claim, by letting people resell their MP3s, Redigi was facilitating the unauthorized reproduction of copyrighted works. This weekend, U.S. District Judge Richard Sullivan agreed, arguing that Redigi software infringes Capitol's reproduction rights under any description of the technology. Redigi facilitates and profits from the sale of copyrighted commercial recordings transferred in their entirety, with a likely detrimental impact on the primary market for these goods. Sullivan also argued that Redigi wasn't protected by the first sale doctrine, which says that only that once people buy copyrighted works, they are free to sell them, because Redigi never actually sells the original version of the work. It sells copies of it. Okay, that part is true.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to come up with some amazing technology there, Redigi, to do this. But you know what? They don't even want you reselling stuff that you bought. Like if I buy, you know, a CD and I decide I'm going to sell it to Ginger, they don't even want you doing that.
What?
Yeah, this is, it's ridiculous. the case, of course, they're saying underscores just how inherently troublesome the idea of digital resale, the digital resale market is. Not only does secondhand not translate particularly well to the digital world, but digital files also open up resale markets to new, mostly unstoppable forms of fraud. Because of the basic copy-friendly nature of digital files, there's little preventing someone from copying their MP3s before throwing them up on Redigi's marketplace. And while Redigi's software scans for that sort of subterfuge, it's obviously not able to scan files that are not on people's computers. In that sense, digital resale markets are hugely different from your local secondhand bookstore. You sell your copy of The Power Broker, it's gone, unless you take a trip to FedEx Kinko's and copy it beforehand. But you wouldn't do that, right? Right? Digital goods. Or by their very nature, copyable.
Never know.
I've copied a book before, I will tell you. Which makes sense. As soon as they came out with OCR, remember scanners used to get in scan page. You had to have an OCR scanner that could read text. Oh, honey, I was a book copying fool. Whatever. Girl, let me see that book. I just want this one short story out of it. Okay. So, yeah, I was one of the first people to do that. Okay, so the big question is, of course, now, according to VentureBeat, is besides how much Redigi is going to owe Capitol Records, is what the court's decision means for Amazon and Apple, both of which are mulling similar digital resale services, as well as some of our gaming companies, Steam, Origin, are planning on doing the same thing. Whichever way the tech giants go, it's clear that the only way they can avoid Redigi's fate is to equip their digital files with really severe digital rights management. After all, how else will they ensure that people don't cheat the system? The case also underscores the confusing relationship between ownership and digital goods, which, well, doesn't actually exist. You don't actually own your digital goods if you can't do what you want with them.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. We're about to get some amazing technology out of this because somebody's going to come up with an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. True story.
Ain't going to be me.
Ain't going to be you.
I'm not going to come up with the technology. I just want to see it when it's done. Just bring it to me when it's done.
Oh, okay. I just want to touch it. Just a little bit. All right. So we told you about that GDC party that happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there are some people that are battling out a little bit. GamePolitics.com again this morning, because they've got some juicy news all over the place this morning. Yesterday, y'all had nothing. Today, it's everywhere. I'm going to lose my voice. IGDA, Yetizen, and Romero spar in public over GDC party. While GDC may be over, the accusations continue to fly over the International Game Developers Association's GDC party, which was brought to light last week in a report from several places. I think we finally got our feed from it from Kotaku. Freemies! Now the co-presenter of the party, Yetizen, is throwing a few elbows at the IGDA and the press. The International Game Developers Association approved all entertainment and related promotion for a controversial GDC 2013 party, according to the very, very quite lengthy statement from Sanachuadari, CEO of Yetizen. I probably killed your name. I don't really care. It was republished over at Gamasutra. She posted a screen capture of an email sent by IGDA's executive director, Kate Edwards, in which she approved the attire. It is, if the final outfit is like this, I think it's fine. It's modest enough without the midriff showing, etc. Last Thursday, Edwards claimed that the IGDA did not see the costumes of the stilt walkers during the party and did not know that any of the performers on hand at the party would be doing anything on stage or brought on the stage, or that the models would be at the party necessarily. Yeah, I like how they add in necessarily, because, yeah, that pretty much tells us, you knew. Edwards later confirmed with Polygon that the IGDA did in fact approve some of the outfits, but did not know anything about what they'd be doing at the party. We'll lose my flipping voice. Oh my gosh. All right, so. Yes, we approved some of the costumes. We did not see the costumes of the Stiltwalkers. We did not know, we already told you that. Chuderi also claims that Yetizen did not hire dancers, but rather gamer models. Oh my God, really? Yetizen did not hire dancers. We hired avid gamers who happened to be models to discuss gaming with the invited guests.
Oh, really? Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? The Yetizen team, myself, my co-founder, and our resident artist were invited by the rappers, along with our gamer models, to dance for a few minutes on stage. Chuderi also claims that Brenda Romero, who resigned from the IGDA last week over the party, told her company last year that she would destroy the company. After our party last year, Brenda Romero personally called us and threatened to personally call all of Yetizen's mentors, advisors, and investors and tell them to quit their support of Yetizen. Romero confirmed to Polygon that she spoke with a representative at Yeti's Den, which prompted the change, but she never said anything about destroying the company. I've never threatened to destroy Yeti's Den. Note that in the year since, I've done nothing which would even suggest that that statement is true. In my statement noting my resignation from the IGDA, I said nothing about Yeti's Den. It is the IGDA who, in my mind, violated their code of conduct. My issue is with IGDA and the IGDA alone. I have no vendetta against Yeti's Den, of course, but I probably do now, which is not written there, but you know that's what she's thinking. Whatever is known about that in advance, approved or disapproved, fallout from the GDC event will likely make the IGDA more cognizant of how the games industry is slowly changing and growing up just a little. Yeti's Den, you hired strippers. STFU, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, since I can't actually say the entire thing on air right now, it's just STFU. Sit down, STFU. You got spanked. Take your licks. Learn from
it. Take it like a man.
Yes.
Take it like a man. Stop griping and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had a story, but it has since disappeared to parts unknown. I have too many windows open, is what has happened. Okay, so I will tell you about Victoria. Apparently, some of you love this game. Hello?
Victoria.
Okay, you want to... No, I... Why are my charts a whole day late?
Because it was April Fool's and nobody worked yesterday.
That is not a legal holiday.
Well, you know us gamers, if there's a holiday and we can take it, we got gaming to be done. What you talking about?
There's not a holiday. I can't even believe it. I was just thinking, I was like, I didn't get any charts. I didn't get any charts yesterday. That's odd. I guess I guess we won't have any this week. Bam, there they are. Why is there a whole day late? Explain to me. Explain to me why they're day late.
I don't know. Why they're day late? Why they're day late?
I don't know. I'm telling you to explain to me. What?
It's because what happened was...
No, that is not going to help you or them.
We were drinking, and we were partying, and we were gaming, and we forgot.
Who takes off on April Fool's Day?
I don't know if I get away with it.
Ginger, you're a bad ginger.
Yeah, I am.
You're a bad ginger. I was like, let me open this. I was trying to say, let me open this. I guess I'll do charts for a day late, as if that helps some of you.
Yay, let's do charts a day late.
me. Number 10. Where is my bathroom?
Number 10.
Crisis 3.
Ooh, crisis numero 3.
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Number 9.
Assassin's Creed. 3.
Assassin's Creed.
Number 8.
Numero 8.
You confuse me. Tiger Woods PGA Tour. 14.
Boo, Tiger Woods. Keep it in your pants, yo.
He's got a new woman now. He's being good. Number 7.
Number 7.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yay! Call of Duty Black Ops! Yay!
Number 6. Did you fall out of your chair?
No, I'm stretching.
Okay, number 6.
I know y'all can't hear like all the bones on your creaking and cracking. But,
yeah, mine crack too. That's what I like about you. Your bones pop so nobody notices when mine are popping because they think. Number 6.
Number 6.
Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel.
Army of Two, because that's how you get three. Bow chicka wow wow.
Depending on what kind of soldiers you got. Bow chicka
wow. Right.
And I get any. Number 5.
Number 5.
Luigi's Mansion 2.
Woo woo! Luigi, go go Luigi!
Anybody want to guess what number 4 is?
Mario takes Luigi's Mansion.
No.
FIFA 1000.
FIFA 13.
Close enough.
Number 3.
Number 3.
The Gears of War. Judgment.
Yay!
I can never remember the name of that game, not ever. And holding firm at number 2.
Numero dos.
Tomb Raider!
Yay! I didn't do that high enough. Yay!
Yay, Lara Croft! Go, Lara Croft! Okay. Number 1.
God. Number one.
BioShock, and it's infinite.
Ooh, really?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm-mm. You know what? EA, they're so evil. Four games in the charts are theirs. Four.
I know, but yet they still get the most evil company award.
I don't, you know what? I don't have to deal with them on any other thing but The Sims. So The Sims team is, aside from Lucy, you know, speaking out of turn, is pretty nice bunch, but they're not really EA. They're more Maxis.
Yeah.
So although they have some rather covert ways of you contacting them when you need help, like they have a customer chat that you can't actually find until you need it, ironically. If I just wanted to go there now, like I wanted to ask a question, no. But if my game wasn't working for some reason, it just pops up like they know.
Yay, that's cool.
Thank you for coming to Origin Customer Support. How may I help you today? Please type in the box.
So it's like some kind of magic.
It's weird. But I've never been mistreated by the customer service team. Now, the VP and a couple of other people, questionable. The women that work there, they're very much, you know, girl power, because I managed to corner them and we had a whole conversation. I got them all excited and ramped up and they were like, yeah, we should do that. Break! You know, tackling men to the ground. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening elsewhere. Other teams, yeah, they need to overhaul. What y'all need is people that work at
Fix your stuff that I can't say.
That we can't say. I almost said it before you.
Yeah.
I did. I almost said it for you.
Mm-mm. Well, it's Tuesday, and we're tired. So I got a beta for you.
Uh-oh.
Company of Heroes 2 closed beta announced early access phase for eligible pre-order customers. The eagerly anticipated strategy game from Relic Entertainment will be running an exclusive early access beta phase, which will go live Tuesday, April the 2nd, which is today, folks. The closed beta playtest features the game's critically acclaimed competitive multiplayer and skirmish gameplay, giving players access to six maps, 1v1, 2v2, 3v3, and 4v4, competitive gameplay, as well as the ability to play alone or with the teammates against the AI. I would play these videos. They're rated like they're behind an age gate, so I'm showing you the website. There will be a second phase in the coming weeks where a wider audience will get a chance to take part. If you want to get in on that, it's companyofheroes.com. The Company of Heroes 2 closed beta will be hosted on Steam and utilizes Steamworks matchmaking and friends list. Players need the free Steam client to redeem closed beta access keys and play. Greg Wilson, producer of the Company of Heroes 2, commented and says, "We are excited to be able to launch the closed beta for Company of Heroes 2. We invite our fans to help us test and balance the game prior to launch, as well as see the changes we've already made since the alpha test in December." Quinn Duffy, game director, says, "We've added two brand new maps to the roster for this phase, as well as four already in the alpha stress test. Players can battle fiercely for control of the Oka River or brave a close-quarters skirmish on the outskirts of Moscow." The original Company of Heroes was released on the PC in 2006 to critical acclaim, and it is currently the highest-rated strategy title on GamerRankings.com. Yes, no, it's GameRankings. GameRankings.com. One too many R's there. With more than five reviews. Five whole reviews, folks! With an average of 93.82% based on 56 reviews. The game features similar acclaim on Metacritic and Metascore as well.
Cut him!
Company of Heroes 2 will be available for PC on June 2013. If you want to check again, it's over at companyofheroes.com.
Very, very nice indeed.
Very nice.
All right, our lovely friends at Paradox have sent us over more video for...
Really? What did they send us?
Well, let me share this with you because I had to search to find it. This was one of their more lengthy PRs there. Thank you there, Paradox. I do love you deeply, Natalie, truly. The release date is set for Victoria 2, Heart of Darkness. They said nothing makes an empire feel complete like building a railway from Cairo to the Cape. But to do that, you need to keep control of everything in between. Victoria 2, Heart of Darkness, will introduce new ways for you to grab and hold colonies in the mad scramble for Africa. The new expansion to Paradox Development Studios' classic 19th century grand strategy game is coming to PC on April 16th, 2013, this year, and will be available on major digital delivery platforms for a mere $19.99, a pittance, in your pittance for you. As a bonus to those who pre-order Heart of Darkness, select retailers will be offering a Victoria 1 Complete, a gold edition of the original title that started it all for free. Other retailers will offer 75% off Victoria titles, including Victoria 2 and Victoria 2, A House Divided. With any pre-order of Heart of Darkness, see a list of retailers and pre-order Heart of Darkness, you can go over to victoria2.com/game-info, blah, blah, blah. Just go over there. They're saying there's a new colonization system in the game. You can use your navy to expand your empire, compete against other colonial powers, and struggle to maintain your overseas control. Colonial conflicts can spiral out of control and become internal crises where they will have to be, why can't I speak, dedicated, decided by diplomatic negotiations or risk costly wars. You can battle your enemies in the new naval combat system. Together with the new colonization system, your navies are more important than ever. You can also prepare for international crises. Around the world, international crises continually call on the great powers to mediate and compromise, with war always being the last resort. You can also follow the global events with the new newspaper system. Really? There's a newspaper? You'll receive reports on local and global events, as well as the world's changing situation, to keep up to date and get a greater sense of immersion. I do like when they do that. That's part of the thing I like about a really good simulator, is it keeps you immersed with things. I do not like when people who are playing The Sims, you people that need to post everything that your Sim does. My Sim made a muffin. I don't care.
Unless I can eat said muffin, I don't care.
Well, it is overkill. It is really, really overkill. What is this?
I don't know. All right, yeah. So.
Interesting.
I'm going to do, I think, two of them here. Crytek USA CEO bidding on Darksiders IP. The new CEO of Crytek USA, David Adams, says that he wants to buy the Darksiders franchise from THQ. He wrote on Twitter, Adams says IP should stay with its makers. Adams co-founded Darksiders makers Vigil Games. Surprisingly, no one purchased Vigil Games or the Darksiders series during THQ's auction in January. This led to the studio being closed and the future of the franchise left in limbo.
Get it.
Vigil Games was shut down, Adams and 35 other Vigil game developers were hired by Crytek to open up an office in North America. At the time, Crytek said that its new North American office would not develop any new Darksiders games. But apparently David Adams has a whole other plan entirely. All right, so since that was short, I'm going to jump right into this one. Let's see if I can share my screen. Get that going.
Get it.
There is a Kickstarter going right now. Yeah, there we go. Torment, Ties of Numenera.
Somebody's like, please stop saying that.
An Exile Entertainment today released a technology and lightning test, showcasing the first screenshot from Torment, Ties of Numenera, the crowdfunded story-driven CRPG that is in the final few days of its Kickstarter campaign. The environmental screenshot depicts a scene from within the bloom and was created using a 2D pre-rendered background technique. The test scene was developed in the Unity engine and shows a 3D character model and lighting, atmospheric, and water effects in the painterly world.
I don't see nothing.
Let me hit play. There we go. The bloom is a vast, semi-sentient predator, a monstrous organic creation that extends its tendrils through the folds of reality. Its pathways, nooks, and crannies conceal terrors and wonders alike. And for those daring or desperate souls who are forced to find refuge here, any step has the potential to send them to another world. It's a hub, a center of commerce for those who trade in the relics of other worlds. Kayvon Ottingham, lead environment artist in Exile Entertainment, says, Torment will certainly present some special challenges, but more so, I think, unique opportunities to realize our vision in a new, old way. We're looking back to a 2D approach with a fresh eye rooted in contemporary modeling, texturing, and engineering techniques. Awesome. Okay, so Torment, Tides of Numenera is crafted in the tradition of Planescape, set in the world of Monty Cook's Numenera, and has reached its target funding level on Kickstarter within the first 6 hours of the 30-day campaign. when it launched back on March 6th. It's also breaking Ouya's record as the fastest Kickstarter to reach $1 million. The Kickstarter campaign ends on April 5th, so just in 3 days. So, yay! So far, they've raised $3,347,625.
And
wow.
They have laps for us to sit on, is the question.
I don't know, but they should. Their original goal was $900,000, and they've gotten almost $3.5 million.
Laps must be sit upon.
I know, right? 61,000 backers. Hotness! Yay! I don't know, but I'm going to sneeze. I'm trying not to. No sneeze.
Hold it in. Open your eyes wide. You can't sneeze with your eyes open.
Okay. I stopped it.
Open them wide!
They're open. It went away.
Anybody else know that? You can't sneeze with your eyes open? I did tell you. Useless information. Queen of it.
Yay!
And Ginger cheers for me because she loves me.
I do.
Well, apparently Ginger is looking for nub.
I'm looking for nub?
You looking for nub in all the wrong places. That's what you're doing? Your little Sammy here. She's got little.
I don't think I was old enough to find nub.
At 18, apparently you are. They want you, Ginger. They love you. They love you, Ginger.
Did you just give me a link?
To that game? No.
Okay. Because, like, I heard something go ding, and I was like...
That might have been my phone.
Right. Oh, okay.
So we got 5 minutes to go. Interesting article I did not write. It's written by one Mr. Dan Pearson over at Games Industry International. Ginger, can you stop eating those almonds?
I'm not eating no almonds.
You have come of age in my game all of a sudden.
Oh. I was like, what are you talking about? I ain't eating no almonds. I wish I had some almonds.
Mm-hmm. And apparently I'm 13 now. That's scary. All right. Yeah. Anyway, there's an article you need to check out over at Games Industry International. It's a topic we've kind of broached here every once in a while. A beautiful young woman over from GDC, did a panel at GDC. Her name is Mitu Kandakar, and she did a race and representation panel there. So not only are women sorely represented in games, women or anybody of any other color than white male. Stop it, y'all. Really interesting article, something we may discuss Thursday night. We do need a little bit more variety. And the only reason I bring this up is I had this very heated debate with Ural last night over Skype when he said to me, you know, if you think about it, there's more action women in games, you know, lead characters in games than there are in movies. And I said, no, there's not. I says, and even worse, that there's no other representation of any other race of any kind. So we're very sorely misrepresented in every way you look at it. So very interesting conversation we'll have.
I want to know where he's getting that he thinks there are...
that there's a more action women in games than there are. And I said, name me 5 big games and... Oh, wait a minute. Do I still have it open? Yes, you're all. I'm going to quote you because I'm going to call you to task. These are the games that he named first off, and I said 5 big games starring women. He said Metroid, Resident Evil, Street Fighter, the top tournament player is actually Chun-Li, Mass Effect, and Tomb Raider. I said, Metroid, I'll give you. Resident Evil, the entire series does not star one woman. Street Fighter, same thing. Mass Effect, same thing. Tomb Raider, I have to give you. And then he went back and he added Beyond Good and Evil. I said, which is true. And I'll even add to that the Dreamfall, The Longest Journey. But still, I shouldn't be able to name them because I can't name you the ones where all the men star. There's so many.
Yeah.
The problem is when you can name them, that means there's too few. So while that sounds like a good thing, it works when you say I can count all my good friends on one hand. But when you say I can count all the games starring women on one hand, not good.
No, not good at all.
So probably this will come up again Thursday along with the cosplay thing and the, oh man, this is going to be a good show Thursday night. But tonight, oh man, I found one thing that's rather adult that I'll be sharing with you. I don't know if that falls into the category of geeky, but it kind of does. It's something to wear for both men and women, and it's very, very
I found a cosplay gown that you and Snow are both going to go crazy over. I know you are. So Snow's going to die because, yeah, this is totally right up Snow's alley.
You're trying to kill me, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Why are you trying to kill me? I thought you were supposed
because to... Because I secretly took out a life insurance policy.
Oh, is that what it was? Well, can we just fake my death instead and then...
Works for me.
We make the money and we go to Rio.
Works for me.
would be rich and real with that money, because, you know.
Hell yeah.
Well, not really. Our dollar sucks everywhere else but here. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We will be here later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, to discuss the digital fashion and all the geeky digital things in between. I'm telling you, I found the coolest thing. I went nuts over this.
See what you got.
Oh, man, we may have to implement this in the second life somehow.
I'm not sure yet.
That is the coolest idea, like, ever. Well, put it this way. It's been done, but not with this particular item. It's been done. All right, guys. She's like, I wonder what.
I'm totally wondering what it is now.
I ain't gonna tell you.
Don't see how mean she is to me. She gets me all excited and then she won't tell me.
Well, you're not gonna share your gown with me. That came out all wrong.
I'll share my gown with you, baby.
Give me a kiss, sister.
Wang, 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 wang.